John Nairati from tradinggods.net. Thanks for joining us today. David's a longtime friend of mine and Ivanka just recently, and these are always great presentations. I know you're all going to learn a lot from all the different presenters. And there's lots of different ideas that you're going to be exposed to and learn about today. And I think the key thing for all of this, before I start, is just to say that you have to find what works for you in every different way. And there's a lot of different ways to measure what works for you. Lifestyle, do you work a regular job? Do you have time to trade all day? Do you know your risk tolerance, what your goals are, all those things. So I think that's where you got to start is, you know, what's right for you and then go from there. So we're going to talk today about VIX and VIX options. We've been trading the VIX index for a long, long time and VIX options as well. And then most recently, have moved to weekly options, which provide some particular opportunities. So our disclaimer probably looks like all the others you've seen today. It's for informational and educational research purposes only. Your success will depend upon you. We can't offer investment advice to anybody. It's for educational purposes only. Of course, there's risk of loss in all trading, but there's also opportunity. We're going to talk a lot about options today. The U.S. government has this disclosure that I'm sure you've seen before, but says that it's not suitable for all investors. Read about options and how they work. There is a risk of loss and also a risk of gain. Both could be substantial. And you shouldn't trade with money that you can't afford to lose. But again, like anything else, if you learn how to do it correctly, there is good potential upside. Today's agenda, we're going to talk about VIX. It's a widely misunderstood but also widely followed index. We're going to talk about what it is, how to use it to project market direction, what people think about it. Of course, the VIX is known as the fear index, and some people think it's predictive, some people think it's reactive. So we're going to talk about that a little bit and how you can use it in your trading, not only trading VIX, but also regarding other things, the S&P or ETFs or whatever you might be interested in. Talk about four favorite real simple to use technical indicators. We study the Ichimoku cloud, which is widely used in Forex trading, not so much in options trading or in equity trading, but it is a useful indicator. We're going to talk about where are we now. Of course, it's a volatile time with the election and the stimulus, and markets are moving on every bit of news from Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and Steve Mnuchin. So it's an exciting time to be a trader, an exciting time to be in the market. Again, lots of opportunities, and danger and opportunity always arrive hand in hand. You've heard that, you know, risk and reward go together. And we're going to talk about some strategies, VIX options, particularly when to buy, when to sell, and what to buy. And then put it all together, how that might make sense for you and what you'd want to do in your life and your investing and where you are in your life. So the VIX overview, what it is, as we mentioned, is widely known as the fear index. And it what it does is it measures the market expectation of 30-day volatility. So these are the most sophisticated traders in the world. They look ahead and estimate or try to forecast what the 30-day volatility is going to be. This thing is updated on a minute-by-minute basis. If you go to the CBOE website, you can see a change. If you have any kind of your charting programs, you can see a change. And it's the expected market volatility in the S&P 500 over the next 30 days. So that's where it gets the notation that it's the fear index, because as VIX goes up, equities typically go down, and vice versa. And so it's got to be a forecasting tool. First version of this was introduced in 1993. And then there was a second version, which is the modern version, which we currently have in use today, that was introduced in 2003. So we've talked about the fear index. It's widely watched, widely traded, and widely misunderstood. You cannot trade the VIX index directly, but you can trade futures contracts on it. You can trade options contracts on the VIX. And then there are a number of ETNs that can be used to trade the VIX. So people do all kinds of things with this. They use it for directional trading. You know, if you want to speculate in a particular direction, they can use it for diversifying your own portfolio. And a lot of people and hedge funds, institutions use it for portfolio hedging. So if they have a stock portfolio, they'll hedge that with VIX positions and futures or options or ETFs. And you can do volatility options trading, as we talked about, which is interesting because there's a lot of opportunity in options. So this is what it looks like going back for about a 20-year period. A couple of things to note here on this chart. The index itself goes from 0 to 100. Can't go above 100, can't go below 0. And you'll notice that it's what they call mean reverting. So it'll go up and down and up and down. And the mean tends to be about 20 to 25. So if it goes way above, like this is the big meltdown in 2008, 2009, it got almost to 90-ish. And then it reverted down in big quantitative easing programs here. Got down to about 10, then moved back up. So you can see how this thing moves up and down. And the long-term average is in that 20 to 25 range, which is, you know, clear to see right here. So how do you trade this thing? Futures, if you're a futures trader, it's easy to do this like any other futures contract. If you're an options trader, they started trading options on this in 2006. They're listed on a regulated exchange, just like every other option. You can trade these in an approved securities account. And you can, as I mentioned, use them for risk management or speculative tools. And you can also trade them within IRAs if you're doing, but depending on what kind of, within an IRA, you can do spreads within an IRA. And then you can also, in a brokerage account, do naked calls and puts if you want to do that, some more advanced technique. And then there are VIX ETNs, you can go long and short, and then options on those ETNs as well. So wide range of things that you can do with this index. So here are the opportunities up and down markets. We'll go back here to 2008, and you can see how it'll tend to move like every other thing you might track in stock charts or whatever your charting program is, Thinkorswim. And you can see how the big financial crisis took a big spike. And has been going down pretty much ever since, keeps doing that. It has spikes, and this is a pretty common pattern. I have a spike, go back down, have a spike, go back down. But typically, if you'll notice, and this is important, these big spikes don't last for very long. It's that mean reverting function where they go back down. So it does offer a lot of really good short-term trading opportunities. Here it is compared to the S&P 500. So the candlestick is the VIX index. And the S&P is the black squiggly line. So you can see as the S&P goes down right in here, VIX is going up. They move inversely to each other. That's really typical. That's just the way this works. As fear goes up, equities go down and vice versa. So some people say it's predictive like we talked about. Other people say it's reactive. And if you really take a close look at a chart and really zero in on it, it does tend to be a predictive indicator by just a little bit. You know, it'll change just before a change in the weather in the major markets. So talk about a couple of simple trading strategies that you can use. Everybody's seen RSI works great because this is a mean reverting indicator. So I think everybody knows that when RSI is at 70, it's overbought. When it's down at 30, it's oversold. And then typically a move in the next move would be in the opposite direction. So here you can see where these green circles are, RSI is overbought, and that's followed then by a decline in VIX. And that's pretty consistent and a pretty reliable indicator that if you just watch RSI, this is a 14-day RSI, if you get up in this range, you'd be have a high probability trade that the next move is going to be down. And this is on every charting program, really easy to do. It doesn't take anything fancy to do this. And here's a little more sophisticated one. You got to be more on top of this one. That was a 14-period RSI. This one's a 2-period RSI, so it's we put in 2 up here. And you can see how it's moving much faster, but the same things apply. You have overbought ranges that are then followed by a decline, oversold ranges that are then followed by a spike. So if you're a short-term trader, this is a good technique that can work. Here's point and figure charting. This is a little bit arcane. Nobody uses this too much anymore, but offers some real value, I think. Here's how this works. You see these columns of X's and O's. It takes out all the time factor in the markets, takes out all the noise. What this represents, a column of X's is when demand's in control of the markets. A column of O's is when supply is in control of the markets. So you know exactly what's happening if the markets are going up or down without any other noise in terms of time or volatility. So this chart right here, this last is a column of X's. This is a double, the top right here. If it breaks above this top, you'd expect a rapid increase vertically. And this is this bullish price objective of 22. It'll tell you here what the next price objective is. If you're a longer term trader, these red and blue diagonal lines are operate much like a 200-day moving average. When the blocks are below the line, it would be a bearish type market. When it's above the line, it's a bullish type market. Interesting thing about this one is this was invented and developed back before we had computers. People used to do this by hand. If you can imagine that every day, you know, filling in these numbers. We've changed so much. In fact, this is so old that Charles Dow himself actually used this method. So it's a little bit archaic, but it is still amazingly useful, even in today's fancy high-speed world. And then number four, everybody knows about MACD. But MACD and VIX work well together. And you can do simple crossovers or you can do divergences. And so there's a lot of opportunity. If you put a couple of these together, then you can get a really good system, because MACD, of course, is momentum. If you put that together with one of the previous ones, you have a good combination. One of our favorite indicators is the Ichimoku cloud. Again, if you're a Forex trader, you've heard of this, and it's widely used in Forex trading. But we also find it to be very useful in equities and in options trading. We'll just examine this chart just a little bit. So it's kind of different looking from what you might be used to seeing. But so we have, starting from the left here, this lagging line. This would be a slower moving indicator, say more like a 200-day average, you know, a conventional chart. And then you have a fast line. This would be, again, more like a 10-day moving average. Slow line, more like a 20-day moving average. And then this cloud is made up of the difference between the, it shows you where the markets are going. So this particular market here is in a very bullish configuration. Price is above the cloud, price is above the blue line, price is above the red line, and this lagging line is also going up. So that's a very bullish configuration for the market. This is SPY. And I'll talk about it in a little more detail. So what that blue line is the average of the highest high and the lowest low over the last 7 to 10 time periods. That can be minutes, days, weeks. So if you're a day trader, you can use this in day trading. If you're a swing trader, you can do that. If you're a longer-term investor, you can do that. It really is very versatile indicator. There's a lot of stuff on the internet. You can learn more about it, read more about it. Stockcharts.com has a whole tutoring program on it. So there's quite a bit out there to learn about it. So the red line is the average of the highest and lower long period. It's usually 20 to 50 days, depending on how you set this. So if you were to convert this to what you're more used to thinking about, this could be, say, a 10 over a 20-day moving average. But it's a little different than that, because you'll notice it's the average of the highest high and the lowest low, not just the price itself. So it's a little different way to look at the markets. So the cloud is the body, and this represents very accurately areas of support and resistance, so, as well as the trend of the underlying price. So here you can see it's been in a downtrend, then it changed to an uptrend. Now it's in an uptrend here. So price is above the cloud here. It tends to stay above the cloud, comes out, and then this would act as support in this example here. Over here, where it had been below the cloud, that would be a bearish indicator. Comes back up, it would act as resistance, and then powered through there. So that is the formed by the two lines that are the high-low average over the last 26 and 52-day periods. So again, it shows you kind of a range of, again, it's not the price itself, it's the average of highs and lows. And then finally, the green line we talked about. If you're a longer-term investor or trader, that would be the one you'd want to focus on. So lots of different strategies. And again, you know, trading is like playing the piano. You don't start out at Carnegie Hall. You have to start out and learn and study. And it's not easy. You have to say it's not easy. But if you do your homework, and if you really are disciplined, and discipline is key, you can be a part of the group of people that are successful. So basic principles are here. When the price is above the cloud, you're in a bull market. That's simple. It's below, you're in a bear market. And then these crossovers, these lines can be used as trading signals. So right down here, the red crossed over the blues, that would be a weak buy signal, is still below the cloud. And it comes above the cloud, a stronger buy signal. And so you can use it just like that. So when the red and blue cross next time, that would be a sell signal. So those can be sell signals, buy signals, and also stop loss points. So you always take a long trade when it's above the cloud, short trades when it's below the cloud. Those are the most successful because it's got the most indicators working in concert. And again, the more things you can get to line up, the more likely your chances of success are going to be. And again, the key thing to this is it's so versatile. If you're doing futures, if you're doing Forex, if you're doing ETFs, if you're doing options, it works for just every market and every time frame, every style of trading. So we use a version of this for our options trading, and we use it for primarily the credit spreads and VIX and SPX. So we'll talk about that in some greater detail as we get into the program. But always, even as an options trader, you have to think about the trend and the direction and the highest probability trades that are available. So where are we now? That's what really matters, right? Today is, this is a discharge from the 21st of October. So where are we now? This was as of yesterday's close. So this is the VIX. So let's start from the top and just kind of work our way down through here. And we can see that RSI is not telling us much. It's just in about a mid-range position. MACD on VIX has just recently gone positive. So that would indicate that VIX is going to be in an uptrend. As we talked about just recently, if VIX is starting an uptrend, that would indicate a downtrend possibly for equities. And then if you come down to the chart itself, I have on here the 20 EMA, 50 EMA, and 200-day EMA. And again, depending on your orientation, this could be a 10 and 20. It could be a 20 and 50. You could just use the 200. This is where you have to customize these things based on what we talked about right at the beginning, you know, how you want to do this, how you want this all to look for yourself. So if we come down into this chart now, we'll see that what's happening. Price is above the blue line, which is the 20 EMA. It's above the red line, which is the 50. It's above the green line, which is the 200. So VIX itself is in a bullish configuration right now. MACD is up, VIX is up. So this would indicate that there's a potential for a lower price period ahead in the S&P 500. So that's the question. And you can see how this worked. It was coming down strongly since the summertime. Bottomed out here, had this little spike in early September. Remember, that was that little sell-off there. Then it came back down. You can see how it's just following that typical pattern of mean reverting. And now it's just popped up again. And today, VIX is, let's see if we can find it here. Hang on just a second. So VIX is, the VXX, which is one of the ETFs for VIX, is actually down today, which would be a good sign for equities. And of course, this is all being driven by, as we talked about, the stimulus talk. So VIX index itself is down 1.67% today, 2817. It's just a little bit below where it is on that chart. So that would indicate that for the short term, this consolidation is continuing because VIX doesn't know what's coming next because of, as nobody does right now, with these stimulus talks. So here's the S&P 500, sort of the mirror image here. We have MACD turning down. It's still in a bullish configuration. It's above 20, 50, and 200-day moving average. And 34.35 was yesterday. And right now it's at 34.33, so basically flat today. At this moment, the S&P is just flat, minus 0.04%. So you can see what's happening here. This is a totally news-driven market. We're just waiting to see what happens with the stimulus talks. Yesterday, they didn't get anywhere, so the market closed lower, weaker into the close. Today, it's just going to depend what announcements are made between now and the end of the day, if any. And that's what everybody is waiting to see. VIX is thinking that it's going to be a positive announcement because VIX is down today. So those guys are looking out and saying, well, they're going to come to a deal. It's 2 weeks before the election. Politicians would likely want to get that done. So VIX traders are betting that equities are going to go up from here. And you can see this is a significant support right here at the 34.28 level. And so that's probably a pretty good bet that they're going to make a deal and the S&P is going to go up. So let's look at Ichimoku. We just talked about that a minute ago, and you can see how it's been, again, taking these steep velocity swings here, a lot of volatility here because of what we've just been talking about. Right now, it's also really confused, waiting to see. It's in the cloud, so it's neither bullish nor bearish. It's below the blue line, the short-term line. It's still above the red line, so very much the same as our previous chart here. Very similar looking indicators. So again, what's going to happen here? But the giveaway here is the green line, the lagging line, is still well above the cloud. So, and then the real tell about Ichimoku is if you look out here, this green cloud right here. So the green cloud right here is looking ahead. This is one of the few indicators that you'll find that, as you know, most moving averages, most indicators are trailing indicators. This one actually forecasts ahead. So it's forecasting a higher S&P 500. And if you notice the date here, it's just a week or so after the election. So again, this chart is betting that the next major move move on the S&P will be an up move. So now let's put it all together. We've got strategies and we have indicators, of course, and everybody wants to be able to forecast the future. And of course, nobody can. So what you do is put as many of these things together to get the highest probability trade that you can. So here are a couple of strategies you can think about regarding VIX ETNs. So you can go long or short. And if you're an ETN trader, a little bit different from ETF, you have to study the difference. It's actually their debit notes. But the higher probability trades and VIX ETNs are always going to be selling volatility instead of buying it. And we saw that back here in that chart, because you could buy here, and if your timing is really good, you could make some money. But if it's not good, you're going to lose rapidly right afterwards as VIX changes direction so quickly. You can see this is very tough to trade in a directional fashion. If you do trade, typically when it trends, it's in a downward trend. So you're going to be better off shorting volatility than buying it. And then VXX is a widely traded ETN. It's supposed to, it tracks like I think the first two front months of the futures contract. But this one, if you look at a long-term chart of VXX, I don't think I have one here on this PowerPoint. This thing is set up just the way it's priced daily. It's kind of like leveraged ETFs. If you just buy and hold this thing, eventually you're guaranteed to lose all your money. It will go down to zero. And every couple years, they do a reverse stock split on it, reverse split. And so if you want to buy this thing, it has to be for very short terms for those bouts of volatility. And overall, long run, you're way, way better off selling or going short on this VXX. And if you do it in options, if you sell bearish call spreads or, you know, sell call options thinking it's going to go down over the long run, that's a very, very high probability trade. So we'll talk a little about VIX options. These started trading in 2006, and you can find them on Thinkorswim or Charles Schwab or anywhere you trade. And again, you can use them as risk management if you have equity positions you want to protect, or you can speculate. You can get VIX options on ETNs or on the VIX index itself. So it's really a versatile way to trade. The thing about if you do the VIX index itself, it's a little different from what we're used to. It's a European style option, which means that it can't be exercised until the date of closing, unlike stock options, and they close in the morning of the last trading day instead of the afternoon of the last trading day. So if you're not aware of that, it's really easy to get tripped up on that. It'll close before you're ready for it too. But it is widely traded, lots of volume, and it's a very professional, sophisticated way to trade. So what we do is we focus on VIX options and SPX options, and we found out that's the best way to trade directionally in VIX. They're both highly liquid. They both benefit from time decay. And really, we use VIX to forecast SPX, and then, of course, for VIX itself. So you sort of put those two things together. And, of course, the thing is, when you do options, if you're selling options, which is what we do, they benefit from time decay. So now here's a key point. If you're an options trader, most people try to hit home runs, you know, buy far out of the money calls or puts that are cheap, hope that things go in their direction and that they'll have a big win. That's pretty much like going to a casino, because you have to be right about the direction, you have to be right about the price, and you have to be right about the time. So you have to be right about three things. Real tough to do. If you're going to buy options as a strategy, pretty much everybody has proven that you're best off buying a close to the money call or put, whichever direction you think it's going to go to, which are more expensive, but gives you a better chance of success. And then a lot of people recommend doing those in spreads, where you say you buy, you think it's going to go up, you buy a call, and then you sell a farther out call. It reduces your risk, but then also limits your reward. We don't do either of those things. We sell options. So we sell vertical calls and puts, their credit spreads on VIX, SPX, and some of the FANG stocks. And we'll talk about those in just a little more detail in a minute. So when you sell a spread like that, you get a credit. And if you're buying a spread, you get a debit. So we sell. So you sell a credit, and that money goes right into your account. And so you get paid for taking the trade. And then you have a known amount of risk. And we'll talk about how you figure that in just a minute. And a lot of studies say that most options expire, you know, 70-80% of all options expire worthless. So if you put a little study behind it, if you put a little thought behind it, we figure you can get up to about 80-95% probability of success. We like short holding periods. And the key to this thing is you don't have to be right about the market direction. The only thing when you sell a credit spread is you have to be right about where the market is not going to go. So it's exactly the opposite of what most options traders do. Both of these are related to the VIX index. Debit spreads work great in volatile markets, credit spreads in calm markets. And although we've been doing credit spreads all through this period, if you set them up correctly, the credit spreads will do fine in a volatile market as well. And then, so you can do these monthly. The fastest period of time decay tends to be 30 to 45 days, 30 to 60 days before expiration. So if you put on a credit spread in close like that, time is your friend. It's working in your favor, just exactly the opposite of an option buyer. And then most recently, we've moved towards trading weekly options. And that's pretty cool because you can do a lot more opportunities to trade closer expirations. We focus on SPX, VIX, and FANGs, the FANG stocks. And that's been really great. So here are some of the benefits. So again, we started at the beginning. Why are you doing this? Do you want to build your net worth? Do you want to retire? Have you lost your job? Do you want monthly income? Do you want to be a full-time trader? What do you want to do and why do you want to do it? And are you looking for income? But we find what we're doing is looking for steady, consistent income in an easy manage system. So the SPX expires 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can put on 1, 2, or 3 day trades ahead of that with a close in expiration, and then that goes that way. VIX expires 1 day a week on Wednesday, and the FANGs are like most weekly options. They expire on Friday. So we can get a couple hundred trades a year by doing this. And so that's helpful because if you take a loss, and you will take a loss, they come back pretty fast. You know, you have the potential to recoup pretty quickly. We look for that short time exposure, the consistent income opportunities. We're looking for a second income. And in today's world, it's obvious that second income is a good thing to have. And as long as there's a computer and electricity, there's going to be an option market. This job will never go away, I'm pretty sure, unless we go back in the Stone Ages. So that's nice to know as well. And we do 1, 2, and 3 day trades. So you're right when it's called theta, which is the decay of the value of the option. We're right at the highest peak of theta right there because it's about just getting very close to expiration date. So it gives you a lot of edge. And of course, the key to success in any system you see today will be somehow finding an edge in the market. So here are key points, and these are key points in anything you want to do. Any program you see today, any program you read about, learn about, sign up for, you have to manage the risk. That's the number one thing. If you blow yourself up, you're out of business. And you have to think of this as a business. This is not gambling. This is not trading. This is a business. You have a P&L, and you have a certain amount of capital. You have a certain amount of labor, and you have to run it like a business. So to do that, you have to know how the business works, and you have to have a business plan. So you have to know how to do all these things with options, how to reset it if it goes against you, how to roll up or down, how to maybe you buy a put or a call to offset. You have to know when to enter, when to exit. But these are all things that are learnable, and the benefits then are yours. Liquid market, easy to manage, high probability for success, short holding periods, and a good monthly income. So I would say people tend to go into these things hoping for the quick win and the easy win, and there is no quick or easy. There's no easy button. But if you do this correctly, it can open up a whole new world of opportunity. And that's just not this program. That's any of the ones you're going to see today. So we call ourselves a retirement day trader, and this is our options program. So I mentioned we do vertical calls and puts. We'll do iron condors, but only in very specific conditions. Because when you do an iron condor, as you know, you sell a call spread and a put spread, and then you expect the market to stay somewhere between those two. So when you do that right away, one of those wings of the condor are against the underlying trend, has to be. So you only want to do an iron condor. This is key when momentum is very flat and when there isn't a lot of volatility. Today, interestingly, in our account, we'd have an iron condor on that expires tomorrow. We have a put and a call, and so in between that, and they're both doing pretty well right now. But they're doing well because there's been so much volatility. The premiums are high, so we sold these for really high premiums. And so we'll see what happens here, and we'll just the idea is that tomorrow they're going to both expire worthless. And if it starts moving against one side or the other, then you have to adjust that and make sure it doesn't move into the money against you. But the delta on these is both really low, so we have a very high probability of success, like over 95% on both sides of this iron condor on the SPX. So we'll be watching that, of course, today, tomorrow, the next, and by tomorrow afternoon at 4 Eastern. We'll be hoping to Friday afternoon relax and celebrate a win. And that's the cool thing about this, because you can do them Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on SPX. And so you don't have any overnight risk and you don't have any weekend risk. There's an SPX that expires on Monday. We don't take those because we're not interested in holding a position overnight. And then who knows what happens over the weekend. If Nancy and President Trump get together, you know, Monday morning could look a lot different than Friday afternoon. So what we do though on Monday, almost every Monday, is we do a one-day spread, open in the morning based on what we're seeing, and then wait for it to close that afternoon. And our objective is for it to close out of the money, expire worthless. We don't pay a commission. We keep all of the premium. We look for trades that have 90% or more probability of success. We manage the risk, repair them when we have to. Again, we don't have to be right about the market direction right now. This one, we just have to be right about where it's not going to go in the next 30 hours or so. And so we got paid, and now we have a known amount of risk. So that known amount of risk is an important thing to understand. We have a slide on that that's coming up in just a minute. But that's how a vertical credit spread works. So it's a this is from Investopedia. Simultaneously buy and sell an option with different strike prices. So you sell, the one you sell is more expensive than the one you buy, and then you get a credit. And it offers you these elements here. Limited risk, we're talking limited reward, high probability, consistent income, time decays in our favor, most options expire worthless. And this is the key point. We become the house. If you view the stock market as a casino, so now we're the dealer because the odds are significantly in our favor. If you view yourself as an insurance company, we're selling insurance to other people, collecting the premium, and then nothing happens. Their house doesn't burn down. We keep the premium. Something goes bad, occasionally we have to pay out. May have to make a payout, you know, pay a claim. And this is the important thing to understand. Limited risk doesn't mean no risk. So here's an example of how this works. So you have trade management and money management, two things. So trade management, you have to manage the trade. Money management is you have to make sure you don't risk too much, that if it goes against you, it'll blow up your account. So this is a trade we did back in June. It was a 47-day trade on VXX. Sold the 47 call, bought the 52 call. The minute we did that, we got $420 put into our account, which was a 9% gain on the margin that we had risked there. And then that works out to a 71% annualized gain. But if things don't go well, you could lose $4,580. So you don't want that to happen, of course. And so the only way that should happen is if there's some kind of a 9/11 or a black swan event. But every time you enter these, you have to understand that you could lose $4,580. So you know exactly what you have on the line going into these things and what your risk reward is. Now, if it's a controlled market or a controlled descent along this blue line here, you're going to, and along this pink line, you're going to be able to exit at a controlled point and not lose $4,580. That's the key. But it could happen, so you have to be aware of that. Money management comes in to play, that if $4,580 is how much you could lose, you only have a $5,000 account, you shouldn't take a trade. I mean, that's pretty clear. You don't want to blow yourself up or risk everything on one trade. I mean, most experts will say, you know, 1-3% of your account is what you should be risking per trade. So what we're watching now is the coronavirus. Obviously, big news, shakes up the markets every day. We're coming into the autumn now, and the winter. Certainly the cases are going up. What happens next? Who knows? We have to wait for the vaccine next summer, I guess, and how that's going to impact the stock market. Obviously, it's taken a big toll on travel and hotels and lots of small businesses. Will there be another lockdown later? Who knows? I mean, this is a major X factor in the world right now, because obviously a global pandemic is going to change the environment significantly. September, October are typically the most volatile months of the year. We've certainly seen that this year. Where the good news is, though, we're coming up to what's known as the Halloween indicator. Halloween marks the start of a statistically proven fact. It marks the start of the six best months of the year. You've heard of sell in May, go away, and then the inverse of that is the Halloween indicator. So after the end of this month, you know, a couple more weeks, and after the election, we could expect that to then take us into the best months of the year in terms of opportunities ahead, a really bullish type market, which would be congruent with what we saw earlier in the Ichimoku cloud. So what we do at Retirement Day Trader is it's a complete program. We focus, I mentioned, on VIX options, SPX, and FANG, and we study how the fear index works, how you can trade it, how it works for you in our 401k, and we also focus on option trading. We use real money. It's not a hypothetical program. The same trades that we put out are trades that we take. And again, you got to figure out why you're doing this. What are your goals? How much is your risk tolerance? You know, what do you want to get out of this? What we do is we're looking for monthly income. We do 5 to 7 trades a week, and we're looking for monthly cash flow. Those are our goals. And so that's what you need to figure out, is what your goals are. So we have new trades starting all the time. We put on a trade today, just before I got on this call. Put on one yesterday, put Monday, tomorrow's Friday. Might do a one-day trade on Friday with the FANGs. That's usually a good time to do that. Could also do a one-day trade on the SPX. So you get all kinds of things, free ebook, newsletters. We have a trading room on Sunday night. There's a $9 mini course you can sign up for and just see if it fits. And again, as I said at the beginning, I don't want to sell you anything you don't want. And you have to, I really don't want to sell you anything. What I really want to do is help people secure their financial future. Because the way I see the world ahead, it's going to be a very, very challenging time. And you can see that already. I mean, incomes are going to be more fragile. Companies will change the direction on a dime. Do you want to, if you're working for the man, do you want to keep working for the man your whole life, or do you want to have some financial independence and freedom? I tell my kids that I don't want them to have to be a wage slave for their whole lives. It's just not a good way to live. So we do an email every day. We get entry prices, exit points. We do these vertical credit spreads. And we're in shifting gear mode. We're going to put on a text service. So when a trade comes out, you get a text as well as an email if you want that. And I think, David, that is it, man. I mean, look here. We finished a little early, but we have a couple of minutes for questions, if there are any questions. Yep.
Yeah, if anyone has any questions for John, just go ahead and type them in chat. We have a few extra minutes here. Hey, John, are you seeing those questions in the chat?
No, I'm not. Where would I find
them? Oh, okay. If you move your cursor to the top of the screen, the Zoom window will open, or the Zoom panel will show up.
I see the control bar, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, if you hit more and hit chat, it'll show up.
Chat. Okay, I see it there. Great. Okay.
So there's,
From Jennifer. Jennifer says, amen, Jay. Thank you. Yeah. And I see the link. How to get daily alerts. So we send those out. And I'm just, as I was going through this presentation, I was thinking about it. We actually do it like a trade a day. It's like vitamins, you know. We do a Monday, one-day trade. Tuesday, usually a two-day trade that expires Wednesday. Wednesday, a one-day trade. Thursday, two-day trade that expires. And Friday, the one that expires on Friday. So basically, we do this every day. So that's pretty interesting. Hadn't thought of that before. So is there a process for paper trading after taking the membership? Yeah, you know what? We recommend that. We use Thinkorswim, and they have a feature there that is simulated trading. It's exactly like what you would do if you're using real money. And I certainly would recommend that for sure, because it's just worth it to see if this fits your lifestyle, if it's what you want to do, if it works for you, you know. And the $9 program is a painless way to get into it. You get 2 weeks of the signals if you do that. We also have a guarantee on the larger program. If you try it for 9 days and don't like it, yeah, but we have there's a catch. You have to send proof that you actually tried 10 trades, and that can be simulated trades or real trades. But if you try 10 trades and don't like it, it's not for you, we'll be happy to send your money back again. The objective here is to help us all along. I view the traders as a community of people who are looking for a better life. How can Canadians participate? I heard this at the end of the last call. I don't know. We're at TD Ameritrade. I don't know what the rules are for Canadians. If you're allowed to have U.S. accounts, or if you're not, what kind of brokerage, what you're allowed to trade in Canada. If you can do these SPX and VXX, if you can do those things in a Canadian brokerage account, you can do it. Jennifer says Wyckoff Analytics uses it. I don't know who Wyckoff Analytics is, but I'm glad to hear they use it. Jennifer says amen. Thank you. Let's see. David's got the link. How to get daily alerts. I think we talked about that. Those will come out by email. And within about, I'd say the next month, we'll have a text alert. You put in your phone number and you'll get a text. So, and we put these up so there's enough time for you to make the trade. Excuse me. You don't have to sit in front of your computer all day. You don't have to even pay attention to this. When you set this thing up, You can then set stop losses on Thinkorswim, mechanical stop losses, and you can just walk away. You can go play golf, you can go to work, you can go to meetings. This thing will take care of itself while you're doing that. Recommended account size. You know, I think probably 5,000 would be minimum. So here's the deal with this. There's a rule called pattern day trading. So to be a day trader, you need a $25,000 account. So even though we do day trading, there's the way around that is it's the pattern day trading rule is four trades in a 5 business day rolling period. So if you have less than a $25,000 account, of course, you don't have to trade all $25,000, but if you have a smaller account, say it's a $5,000 account, you can do 3 of these trades a week within a 5-day period. So you could do a Tuesday, Wednesday, you could do a Thursday, Friday, you could do one on Wednesday, just as long as you don't exceed 4 trades in 5 business days. So any 5-day period, you can do 3 trades. So that's enough to make this thing work, even on a small account. And people do that and they start small and then you can build as you grow your account. What is your favorite spread, debit or credit? Absolutely credit. Let me scroll down here some more. What is the subscription cost and what type of subscriptions are there? Okay, there's the $9 one. That's how you should start. Just see if you like it. And then the next one is $8.95. It's a one-time membership. Buy it once. That's it. That's all there is. We're in the next month or so going to switch that to a yearly. And again, that has that 90-day guarantee that we talked about. So you don't have any participation risk within the first 9 days if you don't like it. What is the subscription service? Please give your email. Email is, I don't know, David, it should be on the website on that link you put in there. It's john@tradingguys.net. Cost of monthly service. There is no monthly service. It's just, as I said, the one-time fee. Your approach will work on Interactive Broker. Okay. It works on everything. We use Thinkorswim and people use Option Express, Charles Schwab, I mean, whatever it's, wherever you can find options being traded, that's where you can be. Average time you hold a spread, 1 or 2 or 3 days. So pretty short. That's one of the keys to success here is that we don't spend a lot of exposure in the market, a lot of time exposure, because in my view, you just don't know what's going to happen, you know. Let's see. Sign up tab doesn't work on your website. I hate it when that happens. If you could send me an email, I could send you the link, Ken. So john@tradingguys.net. Now, what you're probably looking at, I know what you're looking at there. You're looking at the probably the retirement day trader sign up tab. So that one we deactivate because that's the sale price. We only do that, open that up when there's a sale on. So try the $9 one and that one should work for you. If it doesn't, do john@tradingguys.net, please. All right. That's about it, huh? Anything else? Oh, how many gains versus losses? That's a great question. So this will depend on what's happening in the market. Earlier this year, August, July, August, September, we were over 90% gains. This month, I think we're at about 80%. So now the key to that is if you can be above 80% and control the losses, the math works out. It just does work out. But you cannot go into this and take big losses. So what we do is we'll open the trade and you'll get a premium. Let's say it's $100. Let's just walk through the math here. We just got a couple of minutes to understand this. So you have $100, and if you do that 10 times, you make $1,000, 10 trades. And if you have one loss in there, we usually put a 5x stop on it. So we're going to lose $400 if it's 90% successful. So out of that 1,000, you get back 400, so you make 600. And if you do that consistently, you're set. Was my background. I've been trading since about 2000. I started, the reason I started was the financial meltdown in 2000. And then option trading, this VIX trading, we started this about, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. And then the weeklies, we've just started within the last few months. But I've done a lot of writing, a lot of financial writing, published a book. So I've been around the block longer than I'd like to admit, I guess. But here's the thing about it, you know, experience counts. It's like anything else. The more you do something, the better you're going to be at it. You're welcome. All right. I don't see any more chatting, David. I would just like to, if I could just tell you about David a little bit in time research. I've known him, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. When did you start? It was right when you started, David. But
over 6 years
now. Yeah. So we've been working together for a long time. And there's a lot of scammers in this world and in this business particularly. And David is like the most reputable guy I've met. So we can only endorse him as a friend and as a business associate. I'm on the website. Where can if you go to the $9 one, I think it'll let you in. You can subscribe to the $9 course. That'd be the easiest way to do. How many trades percent do you, how many trade percentage do you let expire worthless? we want them all to expire worthless. I mean, that's the ultimate outcome. You just set them up, they run down, you keep all the premium, and you don't pay a commission to get out. And I would say that's over, like I mentioned, in the summer, we were about 90, 95%. In this period of volatility here in October, I think we're down to about 80%. So 8 out of 10, we have expire worthless. How much do you use PNF charts with your charting? Not too much anymore. I used to use those a lot. I still look at them. They're interesting to look at. They're fun. And you can learn a lot about the market. But in terms of our day-to-day, I'm not actively using those right now. What's the average holding period? I'd say the average is 2 days. We do 1, 2, and 3. So if you take the median there, that would be 2 days. Like today, we opened a trade for tomorrow. So I guess you'd count that as a two-day trade. Tomorrow, we'll probably open one just for 1 day that will expire on tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon. All right.